Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Maranhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Maranhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Maranhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Maranhari. Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Maranhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Vishnu Bhagavad Mahansa Bhri Braja Gachar Jastro Tala Shata Shishi Marisi Bhagavad Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Anakota Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Dvaita Gadara Shri Vasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kanwara Gunda Giri Govardhan Ki Shivindavan Dham Ki, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki, Jagannapuri Dham Ki, Tulasi Devi Bhakti Devi Ki, Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki, Samavita Bhakti Vinna Ki. Glory to the Samadavati, glory to the Samadavati, glory to the Samadavati, glory to the Samadavati. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 55th chapter, 36, verse 36, 7, 8, 9, and 40. And that's the end, 40. That's a big verse, or at least the one with a purport, and it's bigger. Vigyatarthopi Bhagavan Tushnimasa Janardana Narado Katayat Sarvam Sambara Haranadikam. Translation: although Lord Janardana knew perfectly well what had transpired, he remained silent. The sage Narada, however, explained everything, beginning with Shambara's kidnapping of the child. 37. Tachutva Maharashtarjam Krishnanta Purayoshita Abhyanandam Bahunabdan Nashtam Mritam Ivagatam. When the women of Lord Krishna's palace heard this most amazing account, they joyfully greeted Pradyumna, who had been lost for many years, but who has now returned, who had now returned as if from the dead. Mritam, nashtam mritam, mritam means dead, ivagatam, return, as if. 38, Devaki Vasudevascha, Krishna Ramahotatastriya, Tampatitao Parisvadya, Rukmini Chaya Yurmodam. Devaki, Vasudev, Krishna, Balaram, and all the women of the palace, especially Queen Rukmini, embraced the young couple and rejoiced. 39. Nashtam Pradyumnam Ayatam Akarnya Dvarakaukasa Aho Mrita Ivayato Balo Dis Yeti Habruvan. Hearing that lost Pradyumna had come home, the residents of Dwarka declared, "Ah, oh, Providence has allowed this child to return as if from death." Again, they say that. Mrita Iva Ayata. 40. Okay, this one is a gigantic. No, this is a bigger one. Yeah. Yam vai maho pitri sarupa nijesha bhavas. Tanmaptaro yara bhajan raha ruddha bhavo. Chitram chatat kalu ramaspada bimba bimbe. Kame smarek shavishaye kimutanya narya. Young vai mahu pitri sarupa nijesha bhavas. Tanmaptaro yara bhajan raha ruddha bhava. Tanmaptaro Chitram Natakalu Ramaspada Bimba Bimbe. Kame Smareksha Vishaye Kimutanya Narya. Ladies. Young, whom, by, indeed, repeatedly, bitri, his father, Sarupa, who acted, who exactly resembled Nija as their own, Isha, master, Baba, who thought of him, Tat, his, Matara, mothers, yet, inasmuch as Abhajan, they worship Raha in privacy, Rudha, full-blown Bhava, whose ecstatic attraction, Chitram, amazing, na, not, tat, that, Kalu, indeed, Rama, of the goddess of fortune, Aspada, of the shelter, Lord Krishna. Bimba, of the form. Bimbe, who is the reflection. Kame, lust personified. Smare, Cupid. Akshavishayi, when he was before their eyes. Kim Uta, what then to speak of? Anya, other, Narya, women. Translation. It is not astonishing that the palace women, who should have felt maternal affection for Pradyumna, privately felt ecstatic attraction for him as if he were their own lord. After all, the son exactly resembled his father. Indeed, Pradyumna was a perfect reflection of the beauty of Lord Krishna, the shelter of the goddess of fortune, and appeared before their eyes as Cupid himself. Since even those on the level of his mother felt conjugal attraction for him, what to speak of how other women felt when they saw him? Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explains, whenever the palace women saw Pradyumna, they immediately remembered their lord, Sri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada comments as follows in Krishna, Personality of Godhead. Srila Sukadev Goswami has explained that in the beginning, all the residents of the palace, who were all mothers and stepmothers of Pradyumna, mistook him to be Krishna and were all bashful, infected by the desire for conjugal love. The explanation is that Pradyumna's personal appearance was exactly like Krishna's, and he was factually Cupid himself. There was no cause of astonishment, therefore, when the mothers of Pradyumna and other women mistook him in that way. It is clear from the statement that Pradyumna's bodily characteristics were so similar to Krishna's that he was mistaken to be Krishna even by his mother. Stop it, Anjay Nabutale, Swayam Rupakada, Mahindarati, Svatantikam. Young Vai Mahu, Pitri Sarupa, Nijesha Bhava, San Mataro, Yerabajan, Haru, Dabava, Chitram, Nata, Kalura, Maspada, Bimba, Bimbe, Kame, Smarek, Shavishai, Kimutanya, Narya. It is not astonishing that the palace women, who should have felt maternal affection for Pradyumna, privately felt ecstatic attraction for him as if he were their own lord. After all, the son exactly resembled his father. Indeed, Pradyumna was a perfect reflection of the beauty of Lord Krishna, the shelter of the goddess of fortune, and appeared before their eyes as Cupid himself. Since even those on the level of his mother felt conjugal attraction for him, then what to speak of how other women felt when they saw him? Interesting, this is the final conclusion of this chapter about Pradyumna. And so all the beauty of Krishna is residing within Pradyumna. It's bimba bimbe, perfect reflection. And they worshipped him, abhajan, abhajan. So that it's described further in the Vaishnava Chakravarti that Rukmini, she didn't have any conjugal. She understood in a secluded place. That's why this word is specifically used, roha, in privacy. Well, in privacy also, these ladies, it says here, were hiding their conjugal attraction. And Pradyumna is actually in the Vishnu category, so this can be understood in that regard. Pradyumna Aniruddha Sankarsha. In the Vishnu category is Isha. The word here is also used. Nij Isha. Nijesha Bhavas. His exactly. Nija means Nija Ishta Deva Sport. His own, your own. So he's the. Krishna is the owner, and he's the original person. And everybody, including Pradyumna, is an expansion. In this particular story, though, in the form of Pradyumna especially, he is Cupid, and Cupid has taken shelter of him, so he especially is very attractive. But Krishna is also known as the Supreme Cupid, even if we don't think about Pradyumna himself. Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham, in the Brahma Sangita verse, must be, the second one that we sing in the morning. Barhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangham kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindamari purusham tamaham. Kandarpa koti means, kandarpa is another word for Cupid. There's many words for Cupid. Makara dvaj and smara. The word smare. Smara, this also Chakravarti Thakur explains that smara means to remember, because once you get a look at Cupid, you can't forget that. Your mind will be taken over. So therefore, we try to get our mind to attach to Madan Mohan. Not this one exactly, right in the back, but the original Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan means that he, Madan is another name of Cupid, and Mohan means he bewilders Cupid. And this is explained by Kapila Dev, Sanchintayad Bhagavatas Charanaravinda, so many verses where he's describing how to meditate on Krishna from the lotus feet up to the face. Sanchindel Bhagavatas, Charanaravinda. First with the Charanaravinda. We start with the Guru's lotus feet. It's a safer bet. We're not so attached to Krishna's lotus feet. But gradually, Kapila Dev brings us up to the face. Hasam Harir Avanata Kilalokatira. Hasam Harir means the smiling. Hasam means the smiling Harir of Hari. Harir Avanataki. And those who bow to him, Avanataki Lalokatira, all the miseries of this material world, and they are aptly described there. Shok Ashu Shagara, an ocean of tears. Shok Ashu Sagara Vishoshanam. By meditating on that smiling face of Krishna, who is the original Cupid, Hasam Harir Avanataki Laloka Tibra, then it dries up Vishoshanam Atyudara. Vishoshanam means to dry up that ocean of tears, which we all, there's so many tears of lamentation and pain shed in this material world. So Kapila Dev is giving this very wonderful verse, coming to the end of his, it's actually an instruction for yogis, bhakti yogis, hopefully. I mean, you become a bhakti yogi if you meditate on this, but the yogi cannot but meditate on something. He has to meditate on something. A yogi means to meditate, can't meditate on nothing. So the best course is to meditate on these Krishna's feet and his ankles, all the way up to this beautiful smiling face. And finally he says, Samohanaya Rachitam. Samohanaya Rachitam, that his face is so wonderful, Monikute, Brumandalasya. Just by the raising of his eyebrow, he charms Cupid. Cupid, who we think of in this material world as lust, even in this verse, the word was used, lust, personified. So, therefore, Kapila Dev is telling us, Muni Kute, he charms Cupid for the sake of the devotees. So, Krishna is Kandarpa Koti. Koti means hundreds, millions, millions. So many Cupids cannot add up to Krishna's beautiful form. But if we neglect to meditate on Krishna's form and the glories of Krishna, name of Krishna, then we have to, unfortunately, automatically we're brought into the pulling energy of Cupid in this material world. And he is very powerful, controlling. Kama istaista hrita jnana. Makes the heart twisted, hrita jnana, or the mind, the gan covered. Kamais testa hita jnana. If one wants to worship somebody else, some other thing. So therefore, Mahaprabhu instructed all his intimate disciples, the six Goswamis. It's not an accident or something that they just went and they said, oh, let's just start some modern Mohan temple. Let's just start. No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's Isha. He was telling them how to construct the temples. And so therefore, Sanatana Goswami, first he constructed the Madan Mohan temple to establish, because without this lust, hrid rogam asvapanot acharena dira, without this disease of lust being extinguished, or this disease being cured, then we cannot come to the feet of the next stage, at least, to have any activity in Krishna consciousness. So this is the sambandha stage. To establish our relationship with Krishna, we have to meditate on madan. Same madana mohana. We don't give up our worship, bhajan, of madan mohan at all. It's not like you just give up madan mohan and you go vindaji and then to, but we think of all of them. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami has composed so many verses like that. Same madana mohana saki tanoti. And these are the gopis thinking of Krishna. They're also calling him madan mohan. Same madana mohana saki tanoti netras piham. This madan mohan is attracting my sense of smell. This is one of these prayers that Krishna's Kaviraj has given us. And when I smell the chatusan, the smell of the aguru, lotus smell of Krishna sandalwood, and my nostrils are so attracted. And similarly, all the senses are given like that, different verses. If Dravida were here, I'd ask him to recite them all. But Samay Madana Mohan, the last line, Madana Mohan, and each time he's talking about one of the senses being attracted to Madan Mohan, the hearing of Madan Mohan's joking words and his ankle bells, his flute, and the touch, the sight of Madan Mohan. He attracts Krishna. He attracts or charms the mundane Kamadeva. As Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in the one song, Ashesha Kamana Hridi Maje Mor. Ashesha Kamana means there's unlimited material desires, calm. Calm crowed, and then not only calm, Ashesha means unlimited, but there's crowed, anger. Calm crowed, Adi Chai. There's six types of these, and our senses are drawn out rather than within to think of Krishna. We're just seeking so much pleasure outside. And when what happens, Bhaktivinoda says, they take us to the ocean, karma gana tagodui, they have two thugs, tagodui, the Bengali word actually, thugs, tago, tug, and they take us to the ocean of pravitti umira, tohe kela, and they drown us in the ocean of material desire. They just destroy our Krishna consciousness. They're just completely overwhelmed. So, kama dinan kati na kati da palita durni deshas. The devotee was praying that prayer, kama dinan kati na. I'm completely under the control of all these lusty desires. I don't know how many there's, unlimited kama dinan kati na. And they have no shame. They just never give up. Life after life, we're just going on with our material desires. So even we see here the mothers, they're attracted in a way, but they're in the form of mothers, these devotees, but they're all, this word bimba also used, pratibimba, bimba, bimba, and pratibimba means reflections, a reflection. And that's described previously that with all these gopis, some people may have a doubt, Krishna's enjoying with so many gopis, but they're just like, he's described just like a child playing with his own toys, because there are reflections. Nija rupataya kalabi. And all the Radharani, all the forms of gopis, they're all expansions of Radharani. Tabir yeva nija rupataya kalabi. Similarly, all the gopis, they're all the shaktis of Krishna. It's not so, no one should think that Krishna is immoral. This can be easily explained. People enjoy hearing it if you tell them, no, God is all-powerful. He's enjoying, whether it's these queens or whether they're in the... Of course, they have this maternal feeling. It's a different feeling. But in the case of Pradyumna, he's so attractive because he's Cupid. He's taken this form as Cupid. So, seems inconceivable that simultaneously they're attracted in this way. But he's actually Krishna also. Padumnayana Rudaya. There's nothing illicit in their attraction to Krishna, and he's an expansion of Krishna. He was factually Cupid himself. There was no cause of astonishment. Therefore, when the mothers of Padumna and other women mistook him in that way, and another thing, Padumna had been gone, so it's not like they watched him grow up or something. He just showed up there, and he was so attractive and so beautiful. And they would think, oh, he looks like Krishna. Suddenly they catch themselves and think, oh, no, it's not Krishna, it's Pradyumna. So there's not that everyone is looking like Pradyumna. Krishna has so many sons. Each wife has so many sons. But Pradyumna is a special case here. The explanation is that Pradyumna's personal appearance was exactly like Krishna's, and he was factually Cupid himself. And this is a Prabhupada statement. Shukadeva Goswami has explained, although they are mothers and stepmothers. So here it says, not astonishing. Several times this is used. This is not a kim ascharjam. Sometimes this word ascharjam means not astonishing. Don't think this is astonishing. In other words, it's so astonishing, but because everything about Krishna is astonishing in one way, we shouldn't think that this is like, oh, it's not astonishing. No. It means, of course, Krishna is so powerful, and all his leelas are powerful. His name, his form, his expansions, everything about Krishna is astonishing and amazing. Advaitama chutiman adyananta rupam ajam puranam purusham navayovanam. He has unlimited forms. Advaitama chutiman adyananta rupam anadyananta rupam ramadi mortishu kalani mena tishtan. They're all amazing, all forms, but Krishna is the original. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna Swayam. He's the original form, and Pradyumna is exactly resembling. So there's not, that's not astonishing. Since Krishna is all attractive, and millions of ordinary cupids are nothing compared to Krishna. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindam adi purusham. He's the adi purusha, original purusha. Purusha means enjoyer, and everyone else is prakriti. Eted yonini bhutani savanityu badaraya. In many ways, paramdama pavitam paramam bhavam purusham adi devam purusham. Arjuna's verses, his prayers, he's describing tam adi deva purusha purana. He's a purana purusha. In one chapter, in 15th chapter of the Gita, is purushottam yoga, that he is the supreme uttama purusha. We shouldn't forget that while reading this pastime. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. Everyone is tiny particle. Anu, he's the vibhu. We're tiny Anu. Anu aranyan mahato. Even if you think you're inferior, Prabhupada said, oh, I am so inferior. No, someone will come who's more inferior than you. And if you think you're a great strong man, very wealthy, someone will come immediately who's stronger or more wealthy or more handsome. You might be elected the most handsome man, you know, by some magazine or something. But next year, you'll be replaced. You'll be too old, has been finished. No one will think about you anymore. And Krishna will always continue to be very beautiful, very handsome. Aishvarasya Samad, Shadaishvarya Purna, full of all these six opulences. He will not diminish. You will diminish. You will anuraniyan. Even if you're small, Krishna's, he goes inside. He's smaller than you are, and he's fitting it. Anuraniyam mahato mahiyan, and if you're so big, you go up to Mars or something. Krishna's bigger, he will kill you on Mars. Or your airship will just keep going past Mars, and everyone will just go, oh well, gotta send some more guys up there. Conquer the universe. So all these are wonderful pastimes, but in the perspective, understand how Krishna is so powerful. Ishan, Ishavatarakam, Tat Prakasham, Stichat Shakti. He's full of his prakash, his shaktis. Bande Gurum, Ishabhaktan, Ishan, Ishavatarakam, Tat Prakasham, Stichat Shakti. Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Sri Krishna Chaitanya has his powers and his expansions, his avatars. And they're all enjoying with each other. Pancha tatva eka vastu nahi kichube. They're five, and there's no different, but at the same time, they separate just to enjoy pastimes. And they separate, like Radha Krishna, they separate eternally. Pranaya vikriti hladini shakti rasma ekatmana apibhuvi. Another thing in this verse, it says, one of the words used, Ramaspada. He's the shelter of Rama. And, well, the shelter of the goddess of fortune. Even then, Krishna tells Uddhava in the 11th chapter, Natata Priyatama, Nasankarshana, Nashrir. He says, Atmano here, Atmayonir, Nashankara. That, he tells Uddhava, you're more dear to me even than the goddess of fortune. So, goddess of fortune, she's also made humble in her own way. In the fifth canto, she also says, even though I'm goddess of fortune and I'm on your chest, but I know that's just, you're just doing that because I am, to give me some prestige or something, because you know that I'm puffed up, so you take me as like that. But actually, I know that these other devotees are greater actual devotees. But she gives good instructions in 5th canto in the 18th chapter, Rama, the goddess of fortune. She gives wonderful instructions that some woman who prays to Krishna for a husband, an ordinary husband, to fulfill her lust, kama, because she's also under the spell of Cupid, that Ramadevi, in about 6, 7, 8 verses, she describes that these women are an illusion. That husband is useless. He cannot protect them. He cannot give full protection. He cannot be fearless. Only person who can be an actual husband, actual protector, is Krishna, because he has no superior. No one can defeat him. Therefore, she says they should take full shelter of Krishna, as the gopis do, as they do. Vardhan Kamadevam. Only the senior people will remember that when we joined, and at least when I joined, we were told to chant a verse, which we didn't really know the words of, but Jayate Janani Vaso Devaki Janmavaru Yodivara Parishat Svar Debira Shyana Dharmam Stira Chadavijanagna Susmita Shimukena Susmita Shimukena. Anyway, this verse, it's in the end of the Bhagavatam, near the end, 90th chapter, where Shukadeva Goswami is encouraging all the listeners to the Bhagavatam that Jayate Janani Vaso. This Jayate is said in this present tense, so one shouldn't think and lament that Krishna is not here or anything, but Krishna is always here. And he's Janani Vaso, he's the super soul, Janani Vaso, Devaki Janmavada. He is Devaki Janmavada. He's the son of Devaki, but he's the son, it really means he's the son of Mother Yasoda, because she also is Devaki. Anyway, that's esoteric, but understanding. But finally, he says, Susmita Shimukena, his mukha, his face, has a beautiful, sweet smile, which we should meditate on. Vardhan Kamadevam, and he increases the lusty desires of the gopis. But these lusty desires are desirable desires. To be lusty for Krishna. Kamadvesha Bayad. Somebody can start out being angry at Krishna or lusty for Krishna, but finally those desires will be purified. Whether akama, whether you have no desire, akama sarva kama oba, or you have full desire, sarva kama oba. Akama sarva kama oba, moksha kama udaradi. All the devotees, even the ones, Vishnath Chakravarti explains in the Gita explanations, we hear about four types of devotees that surrender, that arto, jigyas, artarti, those who are, they want material things and they're distressed and they want money. Then Krishna says, udara seva, they're all magnanimous. And Krishna is very magnanimous, so he's being magnanimous also with us. Even the most neophyte devotees, he's considering them all magnanimous. So udaradi, udara means very magnanimous. If one's mind is very magnanimous. Still, he says, akama, even if you have no desire in this material world, sarva kama, all desire, moksha kama, and you want liberation, udaradi, ti braina bhakti yogena, with great force, ti braina, you should perform this bhajan as mentioned here in this last verse. They worship Krishna. And this way we should follow the footsteps of these queens, mothers, or Rukmini, the gopis, all of them, they're intimately connected with Krishna. Vardhayan Kamadevam, he increases. When Krishna came into that wrestling arena, the Malanama Sanir Ninam, is a very nice verse that describes all the different relationships one can have, all the 12 practically, with Krishna. So in the beginning it says, the wrestlers, Malanam, Ashanir, they saw him as a lightning bolt. Malanam Asanir Ninam, not a Vara. Strinam. The Strinam, they saw him as the greatest of all men. Smara, as Cupid himself. Smara. Smara Mortimam, the form of Cupid. So when one gets a glimpse of Krishna on the altar or in the holy name, then he'll gradually or quickly give up his material desires, his lust in this material world. And lust is personified by Cupid. Yeah, even in the West, they have Cupid. He's got his arrow and he shoots it. Sometimes the beautiful woman's eyebrow is also like Cupid. It's like a bow, and the arrow is coming out of the eye and just entering into the heart. Bhuvijambrena Kevalam, as Kapiladeva describes also. He runs after somebody, after their feet, after the heels. Even the leaders of all the planetary systems, even they're conquered by this lust. Bhuvijambrena. Bhuvi means the eyebrow. Jambrena Kevalam, just the moving of the eyebrow, just a little bit, and finished. Therefore, we have to meditate on these, bring our mind back to the holy name, because then it will increase. Vardayan, anandam buddhi vardanam, patibadam, step by step, we'll get a higher taste. And we'll realize that this running around in this material world is useless, hasn't done us any good for millions and millions of lifetimes. Turnam yateta napater anamriti yavam, vishaya kalu sarvatya. We've had this vishaya, sense gratification, throughout so many lifetimes, like all the animals, pigs, hogs, dogs, camels, described so many times. But now, turnam yateta, immediately, turnam yateta, immediately you should endeavor only for Krishna consciousness, that which you couldn't get as an animal. Animals are running around like mad and like that. Animals are much more harmless than most of the humans anyway, but still, they're running around, jumping to the moon, probably described like monkeys jumping to the moon, and jumping here and there, never satisfied. So somehow or other, here is the actual Cupid, original source, Bimba Bimbe, Kame. There's a lot of good words in this verse. Ramaspada bimba bimbe chitram natak kalu. Indeed. Kame smare, smare Cupid. Smaranam. As a matter of fact, smarana, Kunti Devi has a prayer. Bhavesmin klishamananam avidya kama karma bi. The Prabhupada said, in these two lines, all philosophy, whether from the Vedic philosophy or the Western philosophy, they don't have any philosophy, they have some speculation. It's all summarized there. Bhavesmin means in this material world, Bhavesmin, Klishamananam, everyone is suffering and struggling like anything, Klisha, Klishamananam, Avidya, and they're totally ignorant. Avidya, Kama, Karma B, because they're under the control of Cupid, Kama. And what? Kama, karma be, and they're doing all these fruitive activities. Vidya kama. Therefore, Kunti Devi is saying, some people say you have appeared for this reason. So in that verse, she says, some people say you have appeared for this reason, because everyone's struggling and suffering due to their fruitive activity and their lust. Therefore, shravana smarana hani. Shravana means you've appeared so that people can hear about you and remember you. Smara. Instead of remembering Cupid, we can remember Krishna. Smara. Smaranam kirtanam Vishnu. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. The smaranam is not possible without shravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting, Prabhupada said. First you have to hear and chant. Therefore we say the yogis are bogus. They say they're simply meditating. Without hearing and chanting, we know they're bogus. They haven't heard anything. They can't think of anything. They have to think of the material energy. They don't know anything transcendental. Therefore, you can challenge. So what are you thinking of? A flame? No. Smaranam. Smarana dasa, the different stages. Shavana dasa, smaranam dasa. Some prati all the way up to the highest level. It has to begin with hearing. Shavana dasa. Shrota Mano Birama, and it's very pleasing medicine for the mind. Bhava Oshodhi. This bhava means the material world suffering. Bhava Oshodhi Shrota Mano Birama. This is the medicine. This Hare Krishna Mantra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this. Anechi Oshodhi Maya Nashi Baralagi. I have come, Anechi means I brought, Anechi Oshodhi Maya Nashi Bara. Maya is there, Cupid or Maya. And so Nashi Baralagi, I brought the medicine. You have this horrible disease. You take this medicine and your disease will be... First, they have to convince people that they have the disease. They all think they're healthy. And Prabhupada, the great powerful persons, they can convince you very easily. Or most people. You're suffering, you're a rascal, you're insignificant. But they're speaking from this adhikar, the full realization. Prabhupada said, from my angle, I see only some bodies that are flapping temporarily. They're going to die. He's not attracted in any way to any material form. So at least we can glorify Prabhupada and quote him. It may not gradually come to that realization. Best way is, as it says here, bhajan, strict bhajan. The guru is giving bhajan, bhajan upadesh. How to rise early, exactly what to do. There's no gray area. Yes, you go to church once a week, 5 minutes, and confess. Then you're okay. Keep a picture of the Pope. Jesus Christ? No, it doesn't work. Buddha? No. Strict. Shravanam Kirtan Vishnu. Satatam, always. Satatam. Sada. Kirtaniya Sada Hari, always. This is not some speculation, but it's exact science, exactly. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana Mukta Sangasya Jayate. If one actual liberation from this Cupid, then we have to accept the person Bhagavat, the guru's instructions. Can't just blow them off. Yeah, Prabhupada said so many things. Prabhupada actually says that on one tape. Oh, guru has said so many things. Let us eat and sleep. He has left us with all these temples and we cannot maintain all this. Let me just stay home, eat and sleep. Yes, yes, it's nice. I went Harinam 40 years ago. I'm finished now. No, that's not. Just like, oh yes, I watered those plants 40 years ago, but guess what? They're dust now. So that's what happens to our devotional creeper. It becomes dust. Without Shravan Kirtan Jale, Koriya Sechan, without constant watering, Bhajan. Okay, so comments, questions. Eggs, tomatoes. You get the mic. Anyone? Comments, questions? Rotten eggs. All glories to Panchatam. Yogananda.
Nice to see you both. I haven't seen you for a long time. When was the last time you were here?
A year ago? Was it? No, she was here, but you weren't. I think I saw her here or somewhere, but not you. You deliberately all these years. Now you'll pay.
Our life has come back.
Okay, no questions, no answers. Glorious Srimad Bhagavatam.